was great.
Sulfur and all that stuff. Yep, yep, yep. We've been switching Doodle's food around a little bit, and I think it's gonna. It's a really good thing. She's so enamored with the raw organic chicken, which is great. It's great food because she eats the bones and everything. But I'm more and more at least two or three times a week, I'm doing the cornucopia food from Dr. Broderick, and it's called cornucopiapetfoods.com, and he is totally organic. And that's the gooey food, all organic, not any junky thing in there. And then you can add other stuff in there and give you a chance to add some other good things like, you know, coconut oil a couple times a week or olive oil, or I get some grass-fed lard at the farmer's market. I'll put a big hit in there. You can do some collagen in there and you know, just kind of mix it up a little bit. And also Dr. Jody's products are really, really nice. You can go to Dr. Jody. We had her on the show. And she's got some freeze-dried organ meats and freeze-dried rabbit stuff. And it's really important to get the organ meats for the dogs as well. And then you can put eggs, of course, in the gooey food, which I can't add that. So I think it's a good idea to mix it up just like us, rather than eat pasta every night. That's what I would do, really, if I didn't know what I was doing. Okay, 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. And a lot of the vets talk about coconut oil. I'm not sure why doggies do good with it, but I think they do. It's, you know, they're carnivores, but it's a good fat, I think, for doggies. You could put ghee in there too, right? Put ghee. Yeah. Oh, giving copper a job makes it less toxic. Oh, I see. Red lights puts HAMER copper enzymes to work, removing nitric oxide from the body. Oh. Red lights. I do the red lights almost every night. If I'm watching a film or reading, I'll just shine my three little chicken. I got three of them. Put my chicken lights on there. On my body. Also, Adam and other people have said, guys, if you want to put a chicken light like on your testicles thing, and that increases testosterone if you want to do that. Suppose that would work. Sounds kind of reasonable to me. Okay, wow. Goodness. Does aloe help with absent reflux? Oh, this was asked yesterday with Mike. I think it does it. I think it does a lot. Yeah, it really. I think it helps balances a lot of things out in the body, in the gut. Just pretty magical substance. So we got a good one. Check ours out. Fresh, frozen, fresh, whatever. Frozen, fresh. Are you still doing the Dr. Ellie protocol? I am. Every day we do it, twice a day. You know, I am cheating though a little bit. Don't tell her. But I'm flossing. I just missed flossing. But you don't really need to, but I don't know. I just kind of like to do it. I feel a little cleaner, but she doesn't like to do it because it messes with the gums a little bit. But my gums are really healthy. I think my own theory is it's only not a good thing when you're, if you got some gum things going on. But yep, still doing it and still crazy after all these years. Can't find the red light on your site. My niece is getting one. Yeah, we had to disco all the Amazon thing because we broke one of their laws about saying, go through Amazon, support our site. We weren't supposed to say that. I don't know why. So yeah, just go to Amazon. Just click on Amazon.com, and they've got the chicken lights on there. Or just go to Home Depot. Home Depot's got them. And they have the cover with the big black thing you can just put on a chair. There you go. That's where you get those. Support your local Home Depot. Or if you have a local hardware store, even better. Even better. All right, more emails. More emails. Give me a call if you'd like to be on the show. 888-663-6386. Oh, we were about to read this when Carol called. So this comes up on your show quite a bit, as it did yesterday with Dr. Haley, acidity, alkalinity. Yeah, there's a lot of different ideas on this for sure. So many people have a different idea. What about the idea of adding food-grade peroxide or colloidal elements to food for even greater health benefits and nutrition? What do we know about that? Things like how much and how often? Yeah, I don't know why you would do that. Colloidal elements, you mean like colloidal minerals? Be careful on a lot of the things that say colloidal. They're oftentimes they're nano, and you don't want to kind of do that. I think Tony P was right on that, and he was one of the first people to really talk about nano. A lot of this stuff that's nano in the lab is not a good thing. It kind of messes up with the body. But yeah, I wouldn't put food grade peroxide. I don't know why you would do that. I don't know. My inner being tells me that the earth will provide these nutrients and things in food naturally, and is revealed through the color spectrum in food. However, because of all the pollutants, I see a need this kind of stuff at the moment. This is quite possibly similar in potential reasoning why we see cooking with chemistry and alchemists in the kitchen. There are parts in history, something to do with consuming less three-dimensional foods, less calories in general, and possibly getting all we need through eating, drinking, elixir, and elements, monatomic. I see a connection and find it interesting to play with the idea that we don't need to consume as much food at all if we can dial in the proper homeostatic elements needed. Yeah, you know, I think it's even simpler than that. I mean, I'm pretty simple, kind of keep it simple when it comes to these kind of things, this emailer. I think we do get everything from spirit, which is everywhere. Lay down, sweetie. Lay down. That's good. That's what drives everything. And I think that, you know, the broccoli and colostrum and all these things are just intermediaries. But on a big level, spiritually, if you had a whiteboard and you're talking to God, whatever it is, you would know that we don't need anything. And I don't think we have to dial in the proper homeostatic elements. We don't have to figure it out. You just believe it. And the more you believe it, the less food you eat. It's just that simple. You don't have to try to figure out how to turn God into health, our spirit into, you don't have to figure why. You don't have to figure it out. That's what it does for a living. Why figure it out? The only way, the way it works is the more you believe it, the more it works. I know it's too simple. Most people, crazy man. Trust me, I tell you, it's all you need to do if you want to do that. All spiritual teachers and really spiritual people that evolved over a long time and lived a very long time, they eat less and less, less food, sleep less. You just don't need to. Because, you know, you kind of trust that the body's getting more mojo from the Joe Mo, the big mojo. The big mojo, whatever that is. Oh, good morning, Patrick. Just want to say that I am doing Dr. Ellie's tooth protocol, and the gap between my two front teeth is much less. Really? How did that happen? I can see where new gum is growing. Ah, I don't do the xylitol as I should be faithful to the rest of the program. Yeah, you want to do that. Go ahead and get the mints, Zellies. Have those on the counter and a couple places around. And just in between food during the day, just and they taste good. And it's important. It keeps it'll keep the microbiome in your mouth more happy while after you eating. So whenever I eat anything, I just throw a couple little Zellies in there, or one or two. Even if I have something in the middle of the night, I'll just grab a little Zelly. So it's important. It's part of the program. So do it all if you're going to do it. My opinion: just go ahead and do it. You know what I mean? Just do it. Just.
While there are a variety of subjects covered on the various programs on the One Radio Network, Patrick Timpone has allocated time for Andy Goss's company, SDL Incorporated, to discuss your financial health. One of the subjects we feel most important for investors, beyond their physical health, is to make sure that they protect their own wealth for their future and their families. The best way to do that is in the acquisition of physical assets in the form of American gold and silver coins, provided by SDL Incorporated. You can reach us at 1-800-468-2646 or at usgoldcoins.com. Get yourself healthy, both physically and financially. Call us today, 1-800-468-2646, and learn about accumulating American gold and silver coins to protect your wealth.
We really had a fun show with Andy. We always do, but it was especially fun. I don't know why. Both of us were just silly. And if you'd like to listen to that, I'll go on the front page of One Radio Network. I really love talking to him. Sometimes we just have so much fun because it's just so hilarious what's going on in the world of geopolitics and, you know, with the Russian thing. And we started talking about Russia, and I was just musing because now, of course, the UK, they're all just got their hair on fire and kicking Russian diplomats out of Russian, you know. And, of course, the UK and the United States, they love each other and hold, because of the Queen and the bankers and, you know, all this stuff. And this whole Russian thing is just, I watch it and listen to it. It's just like one of those movies, just like one of those bad movies, not or good movies or George Orwell kind of movies. Now the USA is out today blaming Russia for attacks on the grid, on the energy grid. You know, it's just like, yeah, they just need a bad guy. Otherwise, what would they do, you know? What would presidents do and armies do? You got to just keep a bad guy. Get a bad guy. And Russia's, they're easy because they don't speak English. And it's easy just to call them a commie and say, oh, they're bad guys. It's just, to me, it's so bizarre and so juvenile and so dysfunctional that I'm just glad I'm just visiting planet Earth because it's really bizarre. But I'm getting good. I'm getting good at listening. So now I'll just turn on NPR just to listen to how silly they are and how just wacko and... So I could just get to smile now and not talk back to him. So they're helping me to be non-attached from it. It's just amazing. You know, Americans, you know, they're just not, don't have a clue what's going on. So just keep watching television. television, and they just believe all this stuff. It's true. And I remember when we were kids, they used to pound into us that the Russia was putting out propaganda, right? Russia was putting out propaganda back in 50 years ago. All governments just make stuff up. United States, they all do. Russia, they all do. They always have. About the wars, about what they're doing, they all do. They just make stuff up. And the people, you know, the people on Earth, they just keep believing it. And I don't know. When governments start? 3,000 years, 4,000 years? I don't know. And it's not going to change, trust me. No, it's not going to change. It's actually going to get worse because worse for the people being programmed. They're just programmable. I read an article where Matt Damon was so fed up with President Trump that he's moving his family to Australia. And, you know, once again, I'm not out here telling you President Trump's the best thing since sliced bread, but the idea that these globalists, you know, who are just so adamant about getting President Trump, and Hollywood's right in there with him, you know, they control all of that stuff. And Israel and all these people, Hollywood and the bankers. We had Scott Tips on from the, what's that organization that looks after all of the crazy things going on with the UN and Codex and our rights to good food, and I'll find it. Anyway, that's all he does. He travels around the world going to all these meetings. You should listen to the last show we had with him. Just trying to protect, do whatever they can to protect our ability and our freedom to buy stuff, vitamin C or whatever. This was in October 2017, Scott Tips, T-I-P-S, how the elite globalists try to control our God-given rights. He's an attorney with the National Health Foundation, and he's authority on the Codex. And it's so funny. So here you have all these way political lefties like the Hollywood crowd and all the little programmed kids that they're programming to go to school and say, we're not going to go to school if the government doesn't do something about the guns. Have you seen some of these videos? It's really a shame. It's child abuse, I think. What do they want the government to do? Just take all the guns away. That'll be fine. That'll solve the problem. So the only ones who'll have guns will be the bad people. You can go on the internet and buy a gun. You can make your own gun with a 3D thing, you know, whatever. They're going to get rid of all the guns. All the bad guys can always have guns. You give away your guns, well, then you're just going to give the bad guys, well. They have one of the most stringent gun laws in the world in Chicago. And how are they doing on the murder rate? And they're programming all these little kids to walk out if the government doesn't do something. It's a shame. It's child abuse, in my opinion, to program a child like that. It's just wrong. Anyway. So Scott Tips was telling me about Australia, because I asked him, I said, well, what countries have really got their act together as far as trying to, you know? He said, well, most countries, are, you know, they just, most countries kind of do the party line, all of them, and want to control more and more of what people have access to, because that's what governments do. You know, that's what they do for a living. That's what they do. That's their vision statement, you know. It might not be all the individuals in the government, but they all get together, and this is just the energy and the state of consciousness of governments, which is just to, you know, control people more and, you know, all that. So I said, well, what are some of the worst countries as far as freedoms and all that? He says, Australia, the worst. What? And you think of Australia as being this, I think they're anti-nuke down there, but he said, oh, Australia in the works. He said, I talked to some of the Australian representatives and they are so dysfunctional when it comes to GMOs, glyphosates, Codex, freedom of, you know. So you say you have a fellow like Matt Damon who has, you know, he's going to go to Australia because he doesn't like President Trump. It's really strange. And what's funny, too, about all these people on the far left, again, I'm not some far right guy just taking sides here because it's all crazy. It's all nuts. But just from a, you know, global view that they have, they don't argue against any policies. They argue that it's all about personality. They don't like him, you know, because he tweets and he's a misogynist and a sexist, rapist. Cheated on his wife 20 years, whatever. That's, you know. It's really a planet Earth thing. Joe writes in, I'm still doing Dr. Ellie's program. My mouth feels so clean. I haven't taken any chestnuts. No, it works. Thanks for the show. Yeah, maybe someday after you have doing about 6 months, do the DNA thing just to see, just, you know, make yourself, it feels kind of good. Leanne Patrick, I know you talk about watching films. I'm a great film addict myself. I get 5 at a time from Netflix. Me too, I do 5 at a time. We're drinking from the same cup. And have you seen any good things lately that you can recommend? Boy, I tell you what, it's a challenge to find really, really good movies. Man, I'm just, that's why I'm going to get in the business, because there is a big need. Big need. Yeah. You know, I did watch something that Sharon turned me on to that's, oh man, it's really good. Some of the best things I've seen lately are Billions. That's a Showtime thing. That's on Netflix. Paul Giamatti, it's really brilliant. They have 2 seasons of that. You might want to watch that. Also, my fave so far that I've seen lately is Goliath. And the only place you get that is Amazon streaming it. So if you're Prime, Amazon Prime thing, you can, for, I think it's $99 a year, you can stream a lot of cool. And this Goliath with Billy Bob Thornton is just really good. Some of the best things I've seen in a long time. He's great. I watched season 1 of Humans, where people put consciousness and stuff into kind of robots, and kind of sort of good, but I don't know. I'm not going to watch any more of that one. What else have I seen that's really good? You guys seen anything that you really recommend? Do you know what was the most watched, the most rented movie on Netflix of all time? Does anybody know? No fair Googling it. I wonder if you could guess. I didn't even make it through Blade Runner 2049, even though I like Ryan Gosling. And I enjoyed the first one, Ridley Scott, Blade Runner. But this one was weird. It was really dark and confusing. And I don't know. I just didn't get, I didn't get into it at all. About halfway through there, I said, no. Tulip Fever was really good. Really, really well done. Tulip Fever. I think at 1400, when people were spending a fortune on tulips like they do on Netflix, on Bitcoin now. But it was a great love story. American Maid was really good. A story about this fellow in Mena, Arkansas, who got hooked up with the CIA and cocaine and Bill Clinton and Tom Cruise movie. That was good. I really liked that one. The White Princess is a series that was really, really well done. And then, of course, Fargo. You could go back to season one when they had Billy Bob and watch Fargo. These are all Netflix things. It's terrific, terrific thing. Poldark. Yeah, Poldark is great. Big Little Lies, the thing that has won all these Academy Awards with Nicole Kidman and other people. I watched a few of them, and it was just, I got burned out on that pretty quickly. It was just, you know, just kind of like soap opera, fancy soap opera and boring. Sharon says The Man in the High Castle is really amazing. I think that's also an Amazon Prime. Email says Border Town with Jennifer Lopez. I've not heard of that one. I got the, what is it? Three billboards outside in Missouri in my queue. That should be good. I want to, that's, who is that? Woody Harrelson, The Shape of Water. Got that in my queue here, so we got some, I think some fun ones coming in there. The Shape of Water. I think it was Carol said that it was really good. Okay, 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Okay, let's do a few more emails. I got some stuff we can talk about a little bit. I wanted to plug Ken Rolla's structured water thing. Yeah. You know, it's really cool. It raises the pH of the water, I guess by putting minerals in there from the little mineral cube. And my pH goes from about 5.5, which is rainwater, and then goes to about 7.5. And Joseph Bender said, that's the bomb. That's what you want, like 7.5 or so. Isn't that cool? So that's interesting. And, Ken said that, and I just wanted to measure with my fancy pH equipment, and it did it, boy. I said, wow. Not that I didn't trust him, but I just wanted to see for myself. And I was pretty impressed. So as I said before, that's a nice way to do the water. You can distill it, and regardless of what kind of water you have, and then structure it, and then probably for less than $1,000, you get yourself pretty nice water to drink with a good pH and a few minerals in there, and party down. Oh, yeah, I heard you talking about, Julie, the Atlas Orthogonal after interviewing Dr. Sweat. Boy, you all pay attention. Yeah, I went one time. I got structured up there. It was really pretty cool. And then I was going to go back. And then the creeping crud, this brutal flu thing that was been going around, she's been out for a couple of weeks, so I haven't gone back there yet. Probably pretty soon. I'll let you know. And so the idea is that you go in and do this special kind of adjustment on the atlas, the atlas orthogonal. And then once you stay in adjustment for 2 or 3 weeks, you're pretty good, and you can, and she can feel if you get out of adjustment. So I'm going to play around with that. Keep you updated. Paul says you've been a big part of my healing journey. After listening for 4 years, my rheumatoid arthritis of 16 years duration went away. Expect a big part to listening every day to such a variety of people. The more I listened, I started to believe it was possible. In the end, it was possible. So if I'm a great listener, I'd like to thanks to you and all your guests. Oh, well, you're quite welcome. This should be fun to try. Robert Scott Bell of 16, Dr. Humish Kapitan, recommended BC18 to help resolve any dental condition. Dentist in a bottle, 3 tissue salts, calcium fluoride, calcium phosphorus, and silica. I've never got much out of those tissue salts at all. Cell salts. I played around with them for a while. Not too sure. I live with 3 dogs. Good for you. 2 Cavaliers, 5-month-old German Shepherd. I've noticed many dogs with allergy problems starting around the time Monsanto issued GMO corn. Staying away from corn and wheat. Yeah, you don't want to. Yeah, I do. Especially if it's not organic. One of my Cavaliers had bad allergies, and the vet gave him Apoquil. It works really good, but your dog may have to take it for life. $1 pill. I also found that if your dog is itchy, Benadryl helps, but not as good. Yeah, I wouldn't give that kind of stuff to my dog. Sorry. That's druggy stuff. You know, I think listening to Dr. Massey and the colostrum and the vaccines and the leaky gut, I suspect, because I remember when Doodle was doing her itching thing, and boy, less and less and less, which I'm really grateful for, is Dr. Faulkner said that, you know, the puppy vaccines that she got before I got her, that they give it 5 weeks, are really the big problem with itchy dogs. And I wouldn't doubt it. I think it's the same thing with kids, you know. I wouldn't do those again. My opinion, and I can't give medical advice, the only thing you need with puppies is a clean, no mercury, no stuff, rabies, which you can get. Have your vet give them some of that, and you're good. It's my opinion. Hey, we got 3 movies from Adam. He's got good taste. I'm currently hooked off on offbeat Western movies, Stillwater, The Gunfighter, and Dead Man's Burden. you're in gunfighter movies, eh? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to put those in my list here. Stillwater, The Gunfighter, Dead Man's Burden. What was that real popular TV show that was a old-time Western that was just a trip? What was the name of that? You guys remember? Pat Bradley. Yeah, she's the vet on our show from Arkansas. I really liked her. You could probably Google her if you want to have a phone consultation with a vet. Dr. Pat Bradley from Carroll. Thanks, Carroll. Yeah, she was real balanced. I liked her a lot. Pat Bradley, that's what it was. Yeah, 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 yeah. Pat Bradley. Arkansas, right? Previously with Dr. Charles Gant, MD, about, yep, sulfur.
I just wanted to say, Patrick, that I heard during the break talking to Dr. Stephanie. I'm a big fan of hers.
Are you really? She's great. This sulfur transferase thing and the glyphosates. Then there's also a genetic predisposition to this as well?
Yes.
Oh, and so, that could complicate matters too for those on GMO foods, huh?
Exactly. But now that we're in this toxic age with the glyphosate and the massive sulfur deficiencies, and generally I recommend a little MSM, 500 milligrams, one twice a day for just about everybody, just to get some basic organic sulfur on board.
Do you feel like it helps them to get some of this yuck stuff out and clean out the trash?
Well, that's
the whole point. Huh?
Well, I can see that sulfur is a conjugator of toxins. Sulfur transferase transfers the sulfur. Sulfur has a love affair with heavy metals and other toxins. So, I mean, I saw that right from the beginning. And so I just assumed that a little bit of sulfur could help just about anybody.
Well, maybe you should take a little every day. You can click an order. Pure sulfur, right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. You can click on the One World Way banner ad and order right here at OneRadioNetwork.com. That's OneRadioNetwork.com.
This is listener-supported One Radio Network.
Oh, mama. Mama, mama, mama. Okay, Open Phone Friday. I've been thinking about a few things, experience I've had in dreamland and writing them down and playing with them, and thought I would share some of these ideas with you this morning before we go. It started with the idea, I could see how it would be a good thing to kind of get more space in our body. The quantum physicists tell us that, you know, our bodies and this table or this desk where my controls are, and the desk that you're sitting at or the table or the chairs, of course, is not are not solid, and they can prove that they're just not. There's no solid thing there. They're just atoms, like Bergstrom's, moving around, and depending on the speed, depending on how dense the it is. Right. So it seems real and dense, but it really isn't. It's just a manifestation of in physical reality, where all of these things are just, it's just an optical collusion. Right. It's just like a dream, and it is a dream, just like in the dream state. It's just on a different reality. So none of this stuff is real, including the body, because the body will live and it is born and dies, unlike you and I. So we don't, you know, we've always been around and always will be. So the body is a temporary thing. So it's not real. It's just something that we've created through our consciousness. This is my opinion and my experience. So this is what I've said, that the body is a thought form. We have created it as soul, and I believe that we've evolved to look the way we do. And you and I have evolved to look the way we do because of our many, many billions of lives, that at this point in our evolution, we look and think and believe in what we do because of everything we've done since we've incarnated in the lower worlds. That could be, you know, 8 million lifetimes ago, or 10 or 5 million. Just depends on how long it's taken us to get to this point, and everybody's different. So I, you know, we know, for example, that liver can hide out or get kind of get stuck, right? Our anger can kind of do that in the liver, and fear in the kidneys, and worrying stuff in the colon and stomach and stuff like that. And so I think what I see going on is that as we we have an emotion that we just don't have and have and be done with, that if we kind of stuff it a little bit, kind of gets trapped in there, and it's just another thought or an emotion or a physical that energy that blocks into the physical liver, and then it just makes it a little bit darker, right? A little bit darker, a little bit more dense because of this emotion, more density. And if you take an x-ray of it, it'll look maybe a little bit darker, and oh, you got a clogged up liver. And if you let it go a long, long, long time, all of a sudden you'll see a tumor and say, ooh. That. And I think that's exactly how it works. And this energy blockage is just a heaviness that can be cleared out spiritually, as well as you take milk thistle. That'll help the body to clear it out. But my opinion, if you don't clear these things out on a deep level, and you still have stuffed anger that you're not dealing with, they're probably going to stick. It's going to be a hard time. You got to take a lot of milk thistle. Does that make sense? So it's actually a darkness, and there's more space. There's more density because of what we've created. But so on the opposite end, if we can learn, as we learn how to not be angry, or if we are, just let the anger out and come and go and boom. But at the end of the day, after a while, you can just not be angry because you understand more that we've created everything. So what's there to be angry about? You might as well just look at it and say, well, that's interesting. And then the body gets lighter and lighter, and more space gets in the organs, and there's more space created in the atoms and in the whole body. And thus the body then exudes more light, which is what Jesus and the other saints, and when they used to do the holy cards, they'd always show the aura, right, and the halo, and that was because these people actually saw light coming from these spiritual beings that were evolved, and they, you know, they got to a certain state of consciousness. That makes sense? Yeah, and so they perceived more light, and people put out more light, and you can see darker people, and they're just more dense. And so I think this is the root cause of all disease. Everything, from canker sores to cancer, if you want to use that term. And which is why at the end of the day, that the more we let go of these things and trust God and do our spiritual work and move forward and treat people right and don't gossip about people and all the good stuff we know how to do and do what we have agreed to do, that these things clear out. And it's pretty tough for the body to get sick or for anything to stick in the liver or the kidneys because it's just too much space there, you know. It's just, and then you're not putting any more in on a day-to-day basis. And who knows how long the little liver or kidney can keep going. I suspect forever, really. But, yeah, I don't know if we're all into living forever. Might be pretty boring. Could be more fun to move on, do something else. But I also thought about the idea that that's how people have love at first sight, is our faces, the way our face looks and the way our voice is a culmination of everything that we've done up until this point, all the lifetimes. If you think about it, it's true. That's the way it works. And so everything that we believe, all the things that we buy into is real, all the whatever it is, good, bad, indifferent, it's all the same, as we accept as, oh yeah, that's true, that's real, yeah. That's part of us now, and that's in our body. And I believe that's what shapes the way we look and why people who fall in love at first sight is because they see this soul in this body and they see their face and they go, wow, this is just she's or he's for me because this guy, we are, man. And that's why beauty is in the eyes of the beholder and putting somebody, you know, in comparison to a movie star or something or a model is just silly, of course, because beauty is in the eyes of the beholder and each soul is attracted to someone. They just know, right? You just kind of know because you know intuitively and spiritually that you want to hang with this person for a while. Who knows? 1 year, 2 years, lifetime, who knows? Because you're going to learn from each other. And that's why we have relationships, so we can learn from each other and have a good time and grow and learn. And sometimes they end and sometimes they change into romantic to non-romantic, but it doesn't matter, right? It's all the same thing that we're still hanging out with people because we're learning and growing from them. So in my opinion, all of these thoughts and feelings that we accept as real, and that's the key, as we accept as real and we buy into and we resonate with, and accept, I think, is a great word. I don't have any other words to say it. They become part of us at some level. And that's why people get worry lines and their forehead and all that stuff, because they worry. It's no accident that some people look a lot more, stressed out because they are. And it shows up. You know, it shows up in their face and in their body and, you know, can clog up your arteries and do all the whole thing. We know this is how it works. I know this is how it works. And so I've been thinking more about this and writing about it and just something to think about, knowing that there's always a way, regardless of what you have going on or what your pets have going on, by as we change our consciousness, how we approach life, what we accept, what we don't accept, forgiveness is big, and you know all the good stuff that we know about. We can just continue to get healthier and healthier, just and have more fun and have more time to play around and do stuff and do things. So that's what I've been thinking about lately, writing about. Sometimes I just wake up and these things just kind of stream through, and I go, pretty cool. All right, you all, I love you very much. I'm just going to go now, and we're going to go do some... Wow, look at the sun's out. Thinking about going to the farmer's market this weekend. There's one in Austin that's fun. I'd like to talk to some of the people. And so guys, have a nice weekend, huh? Have fun. I love you all very much. Oh, this is nice. From Adam, let's end with this. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Ooh. And the word creates the light. The director says, lights, camera, action, happy. Very nice, Adam. Thanks. And what a nice way to end. And the word creates the light. That's right. The sound. The sound current. It's there. Just listen. And it will take you... Is this a moldy oldie or what?
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
We could float among the stars together, you and I.
For we can fly,
we can fly.
Up and away.
Some chance you find yourself loving me.